Welcome to our podcast, where we dive into the fascinating world of artificial intelligence and explore its transformative impact on our lives. Amazon recently announced its significant advancements in artificial intelligence technology and a deepened partnership with NVIDIA, providing fresh insight into its growth strategy within the AI market. The e-commerce behemoth further unveiled its latest innovation, a chat-based AI assistant dubbed Amazon Q. Tailored for corporate clients, this AI tool is programmed to suggest cloud infrastructure, assist with code, and analyze enterprise data. Amazon Q has been introduced as a challenge to Microsoft and Google's dominance in the productivity software market. This move underlines Amazon's dedication to expanding AI capabilities to provide beneficial tools for businesses. The AI assistant enables companies to question their data directly, becoming a valuable ally for IT professionals and developers. Alongside the Amazon Q unveiling, Amazon Web Services, AWS, rolled out new versions of its AI training chips. This initiative aims to counterbalance GPU shortages and improve their AI system's overall performance. Amazon's affiliation with NVIDIA, a leading AI computing technology provider, has been amplified to include hosting a computing cluster for NVIDIA and capitalizing further on their AI chip expertise. This recent flurry of announcements underscores Amazon's determination to lead AI technology advancement and offer inventive business solutions. With Amazon Q's introduction and the bolstered NVIDIA relationship, Amazon is staking its claim as a formidable contender in the AI sector, directly competing with industry titans like Microsoft and Google. In the realm of artificial intelligence, AI, Google is introducing new elements to a number of its products and platforms. YouTube Premium looks set to enhance users' video viewing experience with its new AI features that provide video summaries and comment analysis, simplifying navigation through extensive videos and nourishing engaging, secure discussions. Google's advancements in AI are not bereft of concerns. Former CEO Eric Schmidt is apprehensive about the potential perils of AI and proposes the idea of a global institution akin to the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. Such a body would offer precise information to policymakers and ensure the ethically conscious development and implementation of AI technology over the ensuing 5 to 10 years. Google's chief legal officer echoes this sentiment, advocating for a balanced regulatory structure that promotes the responsible usage of AI without inhibiting technological innovation. In parallel, Google has launched the Generative AI Evaluation Service to gauge the performing capacity of generative AI models. The objective of this service is to offer crucial insights and measurements to aid AI researchers and developers in refining their models. The realm of smartphones also sees AI enhancements. The Google Pixel 8 Pro has procured an AI core update, which offers augmented capabilities and performance, affording users a more intelligently powered and responsive device. As part of its future-focused initiatives, Google is already gearing up for the Professional Machine Learning Engineer certification and offering exam advice for 2024. With the swelling demand for adept machine learning engineers, Google's resources and guidance aim to mold professionals to thrive in the field. To refine online browsing, Google Chrome is introducing an AI-powered tab organizer. This innovation is expected to streamline tab management and navigation for users, promoting efficiency and orderliness during browsing sessions. Lastly, Google's collaboration with Symphony brings AI to the banking industry. The joint venture aims to assist banks in managing voice call compliance risks, utilizing AI technology to observe regulatory compliance and reduce the associated risks in the voice communications sector. That completes today's roundup of Google News. Stay with us for more updates on the nexus of technology and AI developments. In the latest NVIDIA news, they have embarked on a significant collaboration with AWS, Amazon Web Services, intending to deliver state-of-the-art infrastructure for the development of generative AI. As part of their collaboration, the two tech giants have announced exciting innovations like the introduction of AWS's Trainium AI chip and Graviton 4, designed to further enhance their partnership in developing intricate neural network models capable of managing over a trillion parameters. The collaboration also introduced NVIDIA's Nemo Retriever, a revolutionary generative AI microservice created to provide precise answers using enterprise data, asserting NVIDIA's commitment to fostering innovation in generative AI. Moreover, NVIDIA and AWS continue their partnership by bringing revolutionary technologies to the market, such as the DGX Cloud. This platform grants users remote access to NVIDIA's robust DGX AI systems, augmenting computing capabilities for AI research and development. The partnership extends to the formidable Project SIBA supercomputer as well, an ambitious project driven by the aim to introduce a top-tier supercomputer into the market, pushing boundaries in AI and computational research. Comprehensively, the NVIDIA and AWS collaboration is set to deliver pioneering infrastructure and technologies, propelling advancements in generative AI, enabling businesses to harness the power of AI in their operations. In the latest OpenAI news, we explore the diverse and unfolding landscape of big tech, primarily focusing on the remarkable transformation brought about by the ChatGPT. Powered by technological innovation, this AI model has stimulated considerable intrigue, while also raising concerns, especially around AI regulation. Policy debates underscore the need for comprehensive governance in the quickly advancing AI arena, contending that profit-driven private firms should not solely control AI regulation. Intriguing developments within OpenAI are also noteworthy. After the resignation of three board members, sources suggest the board considered bringing Brett Taylor on board. However, consensus fell short, and, surprisingly, no warning letter was ever received regarding QStar, a contentious issue among researchers. In response to the all-male board, leading women in tech have taken a principled stance, refusing to join the board, thereby emphasizing the necessity of diverse representation and inclusivity, especially in the AI sphere. In the competitive world of AI, OpenAI's rivals are capitalizing on the scandals associated with former CEO Sam Altman by vigorously acquiring clients. Despite being the largest backer of OpenAI, Microsoft will not receive seats on the newly structured board, according to a Reuters report, evidencing strategic dichotomy between the two organizations. The high entry barriers facing newcomers in the AI chip industry, thanks to the dominance of TSMC and NVIDIA, present significant hurdles. Meanwhile, uncertainties hover over the EU AI Act due to ongoing debates, adding further complexity in striking a balance between innovation and responsible AI use. Moving to AI models, MeshGPT has made a strong impression, producing superb triangle meshes using decoder-only transformers, thereby underscoring the limitless possibilities in the AI space. However, it's not all rosy for ChatGPT, with user reports of continuous problems and even an outage. OpenAI has acknowledged an uptick in API and ChatGPT errors, emphasizing the challenges in managing and improving AI systems on a large scale. OpenAI's standing has encountered some turbulence as industry adversaries actively target its user base, capitalizing on the scandal surrounding Sam Altman's involvement. This highlights the fierce competition in the AI industry and the need for businesses to guard and maintain their user communities. All these factors, coupled with turmoil in the leadership of OpenAI, may affect the company's business outlook, particularly as it gears up for a fundraising round at an astonishing valuation of $86 billion. Despite these hurdles, it's important to recognize the overwhelming success of ChatGPT in Germany, where it has captured one-third of the population within a year and over a million users in 5 days since its launch, reflecting the growing appetite for AI-driven chat tools. With OpenAI news brimming with a mix of opportunities, challenges, and intense competition, we are reminded of the rapid evolution within the world of artificial intelligence. Stay tuned for more developments. In recent Ethereum news, co-founder Vitalik Buterin shared his perspective, emphasizing the need for artificial intelligence, AI, development to prioritize positive human intent over profit maximization. During a recent discussion, he expressed his concerns about the potential threats of AI surpassing human capabilities, highlighting the importance of ethical considerations in its development. According to Buterin, the purpose behind AI should be to enhance human lives, not just to generate financial gain. He insists on a strategy that places human values and intentions at the forefront. This perspective presented by Buterin aligns with a growing conversation about the responsible development and implementation of AI technologies. As AI evolves at a rapid pace, it becomes essential to consider broader consequences and impacts on humanity. Buterin's call for an emphasis on positive human intention over profit motives in AI development provides a valuable viewpoint in this ongoing discussion. He reminds us that decisions made during the development and deployment of this transformative technology will have far-reaching implications. Thanks for joining us on this episode, where we dove into the ever-evolving world of artificial intelligence, exploring its potential advancements, ethical considerations, and the fascinating impact it can have on our lives.